客之音，我们欢迎大家继续来参听我们的亲爱的 Gurudharma， 你继续给我们讲 Krishna Book。我们现在开始。Yes。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we're going to discuss chapter 18, Killing of the Demon Palumbasura.
今天呢我们讨论第十八章，名字叫做杀死 Palumbasura 恶魔。
Before we start, we'll chant our invocation prayer.
在开始之前呢，我们来唱诵一下我们的祷文。
Krishna Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahimam.Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O Lord Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O Lord Rama, Raghu, 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Keshava, O killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Keshava, Keshi 魔的屠者，请维系我。
So, before we start, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita has some points to make.
在我们开始之前呢，是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面，他提到了几点。
He says,Sense, the opposite sex, and the desire for profit, adoration, and distinction.
他说这个 Palumbasura 呢，代表的是对异性的吸引，以及对这种虚假的名望的渴望。
According to Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in his previous life, he was Sudarana, one of the brothers of Sahotra, who became Bakasura. According to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in his previous life, he was Sudarana, one of the brothers of Sahotra, who became Bakasura.
那根据这个 Brahma Vaivarta 什么 Brahma
Vaivarta
Vaivarta。
Yes.
啊，这本书呢，就是他的前世是，后来是这个 Sahotra 的一个弟弟。
He was Sudarana, one of the brothers of Sahotra, who became Bakasura.
他的名字叫 Sudarana， 是那个后来成为了 Bakasura 的这个 Sahotra 的一个兄弟。
According to the Garga Samhita, he was Vijaya, the son of a Gandharva king named Huhu.
那么根据这个 Garga Samhita， 他是叫 Vijaya 的这个的儿子，他后来是那个什么一个 Gandharva， 名字叫什么 Huhu。
He was cursed by Kubera to become a demon for stealing some flowers from one of his gardens.
那么就他是被这个 Kuvera 所诅咒，因为他从这个 Kuvera 的花园里面偷了一些鲜花，所以他就受到了诅咒。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur further writes, he says that lusty attractions for the opposite sex, greed for money, the desire for sense gratification, well, this is very long, so maybe we should do a step at a time. Lusty attractions for the opposite sex,Greed for money,
对金钱的贪婪
a desire for sense gratification,
以对感官享乐的渴望
inclinations for increasing one's honor and false prestige,
还一个人想要增加自己的荣誉和名望，虚假的名望
They desire for being worshipped.
并且想要受到崇拜的欲望。
They're all very strong obstacles and are very difficult to overcome.
这些都是一些非常强的障碍，是很难克服的。
But if one understands that they are very detrimental for one's development in Krishna consciousness, one will try very enthusiastically to cast them out.
那么我们都要努力地明白，这对于我们的 Krishna 知觉的培养进步是个很大的障碍。所以呢，我们一个要真正明确的话，我们就应该尽可能地把这一切都摒除掉。
If one endeavors in a very humble mood, Krishna will certainly show his mercy.
那如果一个人带着谦卑的心态去努力的话， Krishna 肯定就会展示他的仁慈。
And upon the awakening of the mood of Lord Balaram in the devotee's heart, these contaminations will instantly be removed.
那么如果我们像在主巴拉拉玛等等这样唤醒的，就是我们的心苏醒的时候，这些污染就会被清除掉。
The methods of the progress of purification are very deep and mysterious, therefore it is necessary to learn about them directly from a bona fide spiritual master.
那我们要受到净化这样一个方法呢，是很深刻的，这样一个方法是很深刻的，所以呢，我们应该向一个正宗的灵音导师去学习。
So we shall begin our story.
所以呢，现在我们就开始我们的故事。
After extinguishing the devastating fire, Krishna, surrounded by his relatives, friends, cows, calves, and bulls, and glorified by his friends singing, again entered Vrindavan, which is always full of cows.
那么在主 Krishna 在熄灭这场熊熊的大火之后呢，他就由他的亲人、朋友、母牛、牛犊，还有公牛。的围绕之下，并且受到他的朋友们的歌唱的荣耀，再次进入到 Vrindavan。这个 Vrindavan 总是充满了母牛。
While Krishna and Balaram were enjoying life in Vrindavan in the midst of the cowherd boys and girls, the season gradually changed to summer.
那么当 Krishna 和 Balaram 在他的这些在他们的牧牛童朋男朋友和女还有这些牧牛姑娘们的中间想在 Vrindavan 享受生活的同时呢，将季节就逐渐变成了夏季。
The summer season in India is not very much welcome because of the excessive heat, but in Vrindavan everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring.
在印度的夏季通常是因为过度的炎热，所以呢人们不是很喜欢这个夏季，但是呢在 Vrindavan 每一个人都非常的高兴，因为在那里这个夏天看起来就像是春天一样。
This was possible only because Lord Krishna and Balaram were the controllers, even if Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were residing there.
之所以变得可能呢，只是因为主 Krishna 和 Balarama， 因为他们甚至是主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 的控制者，那就是因为他们住在那里。
In Vrindavan, there are many falls which are always pouring water, and the sound is so sweet that it covers the sound of the crickets.
在 Vrindavan 的那个瀑布啊，总是在泼洒的水，而且这个声音是如此的甜美，甚至它都覆盖了这些蟋蟀的声音。
And because water flows all over, the forest always looks very green and beautiful.
而且呢，因为这个水啊一直在四处泼洒，所以呢，这里的森林它总是非常的绿，很美，而且很美丽。
The inhabitants of Vrindavan were never disturbed by the scorching heat of the sun or the high summer temperatures.
Vrindavan 的居民从来都不会受到这个夏这个太阳的炎，就是太阳的炎热，或者说很高的夏季的温度的干扰。
The lakes of Vrindavan are surrounded by green grasses and various kinds of lotus flowers bloom there, such as Kalara, Kanja, and Utpala. And air blowing in Vrindavan carries the aromatic tala of those lotus flowers.
Vrindavan 的这个湖水四周总是围绕着青草，还有各种各样怒放的莲花。比如说 Kalara, Kanja 和 Upala， 这里的空气吹动着，就是浮动，在本当然浮动的这个空气啊，携带着那些莲花的芳香。
When particles of water from waves to Jamuna, the lips, and the waterfalls touched the bodies of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they automatically felt a cooling effect.
那么当这个亚莫纳河的这个海，就这个海河亚莫纳河的这个水浪掀起来的这一朵朵这个水浪啊，还有这个还有湖里的以及瀑布这种水，它当它触碰着 Vrindavan 的居民的身体的时候，他们立即就感受到一种清凉的效果。
Therefore, they were practically undisturbed by the summer season.
所以呢，他们是事实上是根本不受到夏季的干扰。
Vrindavan is such a nice place.
Vrindavan 是那么好的一个地方。
Flowers are always blooming, and there are even various kinds of decorated deer.
鲜花一直都在怒放着，而且呢，甚至还有各种各样的经过打扮的小鹿。
Birds are chirping, peacocks are crowing and dancing and singing.
小鸟一直在叫着，孔雀也一直在叫着，在歌唱，在舞蹈，蜜蜂也一直嗡嗡的叫着。
The cuckoos there sing nicely in five kinds of tunes.
那里的小鸽子以五种不同的调子正在唱着动听的歌曲。
Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, blowing his flute, accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and the other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the atmosphere.
那么快乐的源泉 Krishna 吹着他的笛子，并且在他的兄长巴拉拉姆的陪伴以及其他的牧牛同朋友的陪伴之牧牛同和奶牛的陪伴之下，进入了 Vrindavan 这美丽的森林呢，享受那里的气氛。
They walked into the midst of newly grown leaves of trees whose flowers resembled peacock feathers.
他们就走进了那个树的那个新刚新长出来的叶子的树的当树丛当中。这个树里面的这鲜花就好像是孔雀羽毛。
Were garlanded by those flowers and decorated with saffron chalk.
那么这所谓的这些森林的鲜花就像花成了他们的花环，带着他们装饰着他们的这个，并且装饰着这个橘黄色的这个颜色。
Sometimes they were dancing and singing, and sometimes wrestling with one another.
有的时候呢，他们会舞蹈，会歌唱；有的时候呢，他们又会互相摔跤。
While Krishna danced, some of the cowherd boys sang, and others played on flutes. Some bugled on buffalo horns or clapped their hands, praising Krishna. Dear brother, you are dancing very nicely.
那么当 Krishna 舞蹈的时候呢，有一些牧牛童朋友就会歌唱。还有现在会吹笛子，还有现在就会吹着这个水牛角，并且还击着掌，然后一边在赞美 Krishna 说：“亲爱的兄弟啊，你跳的真好。”
Actually, all these boys were demigods descended from higher planets, just Krishna and his pastimes.
事实上，这所有的男孩子们他们都是半神人，他们是从高等星球降临来协助 Krishna 的逍遥时光的。
The cowherd boys were encouraging Krishna in his dancing, just as one artist encourages another.
那么这些半神人呢，他们就穿着打扮成把自己打扮就化妆成这个牧牛童朋友的，穿着牧牛童朋友的服装，在鼓励 Krishna 的舞蹈，就好像一个艺术家会以赞美鼓励另外一个艺术家一样。
Up to that time, neither Balaram nor Krishna had undergone the hair-cutting ceremony. Therefore, their hair was clustered like crow's feathers.
那么在那之前呢，Balaram和 Krishna 都还没有经过这个剪头发的仪式，虽然他们的头发就好像是这个乌鸦的羽毛一样，四处就是比较散乱。
They are always playing hide and seek with their boyfriends, or jumping, or fighting with them.
那么他们总是和他们的男朋友们一起在捉迷藏，或者说跳啊，或者互相打斗啊。
Sometimes, while his friends were chanting and dancing, Krishna would praise them. My dear friends, you are dancing and singing very nicely.
那么有的时候，当他的朋友们在唱诵舞蹈的时候 ，Krishna 就会赞美他们，说：“我亲爱的朋友，你们唱的跳的真好。”
The boys played a catching ball with fruit, such as bayo and halak.
那么这些男孩子们呢，他们就开始玩抓球。那么他们其实是在用这个叫做 bayo 或者是 amalaka 这个水果这样玩大针球来玩。
They play blind man's bluff, challenging and touching another.
他们还装扮成盲人，然后互相挑战，互相触碰。
Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and various birds.
有的时候呢，他们会模仿森林的小鹿，还有各种各样的鸟。
They joke with one another by imitating croaking frogs, and they enjoyed.Swinging trees.
他们呢就会模仿这个呱呱叫着的青蛙来互相开玩笑，同时呢，他们也喜欢在这个树下面去荡秋千。
Sometimes they would play amongst certain subjects.
有的时候呢，他们又会培养又会扮演个国王和他们又会互相扮演国王和臣民。
In this way, Balaram and Krishna, along with all their friends, played all the sports and enjoyed the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, full of rivers, lakes, woods, trees, and excellent gardens and flowers.
那么 Krishna 和 Balaram 就以这样和他的还有他们的朋友们就以这样的方式就玩耍着各种各样的游戏，并且享受着 Vrindavan 让人非常舒心的这种氛围。但这个 Vrindavan 里面是充满了河流、湖，还有很好的树啊，很好的花园啊，里面有很多的水果和鲜花。
Once while the boys were engaged in transcendental magic, demon of the name Palambasura entered their company, desiring to kill them.
那么有一次，当这些男孩子们在一起上演的这些超然逍遥的时候呢，就有一个大恶魔叫做 Pralambasura 就进入到他们这个人群当中。他呢想要去绑架Balarama 和 Krishna。
Every personality got it. He could understand everything, past and future.
虽然说 Krishna 在扮演着一个牧牛童男孩的这样一个角色，但是呢，作为至尊人格守神，他可以明白一切，他知道过去、现在和未来。
So when the story, their company had to think how to demon, certainly receive him as a friend.
所以呢，当 Pralambasura 进入到他们当中的时候 ，Krishna 就开始在思考着如何来杀死这个恶魔。但是呢，在表面上，他仍然把他当作一个朋友来接待。
Oh, dear friend, he said, it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastime.
他说：“哦，亲爱的朋友啊，你来参加我们的逍遥时光真好。”
Krishna then called all his friends and ordered them. Now we should play in pairs. We should challenge one another in pairs.
那么 Krishna 接着就命令他就把他的所有的朋友们叫了过来，并且吩咐他们说，现在呢我们要成对的来玩耍，我们就成对的互相挑战。
With his proposal, all the boys assembled together.
那么听到他的建议之后呢，所有的男孩子们就聚集到一块。
Some of them took the side of Krishna and some of them took the side of Balaram. They arranged to play in duel.
有的呢就站在 Krishna 一边，有的站在 Balarama 一边，然后他们就开始安排来进行这个比赛了。
The defeated members in dual fighting had to carry the defeated members on the best of carries as.
那么这个被击败的这一方，就是在这个争斗当中被击败的一方呢？ 就得把为这个胜利的那一方背在他的背上，就好像一匹马背着主人一样。
They began playing, and at the same time, how they proceeded through the Bandiravan forest.
他们就开始玩耍起来。与此同时呢，当他们也一边在经过这个Bandiravan的这个森林里面往前进，然后就一边也在看着这些奶牛。
Lord Balaram, accompanied by Sridham and Rishabha, came out victorious, and Krishna had carried on their back in their own forest.
那么由这个 Sridhama 和 Rishabha 带陪伴的这个 Balarama 这一方呢，就最后就获胜了，而 Krishna 这一方呢，就得把他们背在背上走过这个 Bandiravan 森林。至尊人格首先 Krishna 呢被击败了，所以呢他就得把这个 Sridhama 背在背上，而这个 Bajrasena 呢就背着 Rishabha。
Imitating their play, Lara, who appeared to cover Balaram like that.
那么这个 Pralamba 虽然也模仿着他们的这种玩耍，所以那因为他当时显现在这个牧牛童童男孩子们当中，所以呢，他就把 Balarama 背在背上。
Pralamba was the greatest indicator that Krishna was the most powerful of the cowherd boys.
那 Pralamba Suran 他是这个恶魔当中最了不起的一个，所以他就测算着这个 Krishna 是所有牧牛童当中最有力量的一个。
In order to open it, Pralamba Suran carried Balaram far away.
那为了避开 Krishna， 那么 Pralamba Suran 就把 Balarama 背到了很远的地方以外。
The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who is compared to a mountain.
这个恶魔毫无疑问是非常强壮、非常有力量的，但是呢，他背的是这个被比作一座大山的巴拉拉嘛。
Therefore, he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form.
所以呢，他就开始感受到一种沉重的负担，然后呢，结果他就现了原形。
When he appeared with a golden helmet and earrings, and there was a lightning carrying.
那么当他以现了原形之后呢，你看他这个样子就装饰着一个金色的头盔和有耳环，他看起来就好像有的闪电的这个乌云，携带着月亮，背着月亮。
Balaram observed the demon's body expanding up to the limits of the clouds, his eyes dazzling like blazing fire, and his mouth flashing with sharpened teeth.
Balarama 就观察到这个恶魔的躯体在不断的扩展，一直到了这个云朵的极限，而他的双眼呢就好像熊熊燃烧的火焰在闪闪发光，还有他的嘴呢也在发出光芒，就好然后同时里面还有尖尖的牙齿。
At first, Balaram was surprised at the appearance, and he began to wonder, how is it all of a sudden this carrier has changed in every way?
一开始呢，这个 Balarama 被恶魔的这个面貌、相貌非常的，他就大吃一惊，他就开始想，咦，这突然一下，这个背着我这个人突然在所有的方面都变了，这是怎么回事呢？
But with a clear mind, he understood he was being carried away from his friend by a demon who intended to kill him.
但是呢，他的头脑，他的心意非常的清晰，他就很快就明白了，原来这是一个恶魔想要杀死他的恶魔，把他背离了他的朋友们。
Immediately he struck the head of the demon with a strong fist, just as the king of the heavenly planet strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt.
立即就用自己强而有力的拳头击打这个恶魔的头，就好像是天堂的国王用这个雷电武器击打刀山一样。
Stricken by the fist of Bara, the demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head and blood from his mouth.
那么被巴拉拉姆的拳头击中之后呢，这个恶魔就倒在地上死了，就好像是一条蛇，他的头被碾成碾被击得粉碎，那个鲜血从他的口里面就喷洒出来。
When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound. It sounded as if a great hill were falling.
It's really broken.
When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound. It sounded as if a great hill were falling upon being struck by the thunderbolt of King Indra.
那么当这个恶魔倒了下来之后呢，就发出一个巨大的声音，这个声音就好像是一座大山被这鹰爪王的雷电击中，然后倒了下来一样。
All the boys then rushed to the spot.
那么所有的男孩子们立即就奔到现场。
Astonished by the ghastly scene, they began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done, well done."
他们被这个可怕的景象惊得目瞪口呆，然后呢就开始用话语赞美巴拉拉姆，说干得好，干得好。
All of them then embraced Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death, and they ordered, and they offered blessings and congratulations.
他们所有的人都带着巨大的爱心去拥抱巴拉拉姆。心想他是最终他是起死回生了，然后呢，他们就向巴拉拉姆表达了他们的祝福和祝贺。
All the demigods in the heavenly planets became very sad and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Balaram.
那么所天空星天堂星球的对所有的半神人呢，他们就非常的满意，那他们就向着巴拉拉姆超人的躯体抛洒鲜花。
They also offered their blessings and congratulations for his having killed the great demon, Pralambasura.
那因为巴拉拉姆杀死了这个大恶魔，不是 Pralambasura， 所以呢，这些半神们也向他表达了祝福和祝贺。
So our story ends here.
所以这个故事呢，就停到就结束了。
Vishwanath
Chakravarti Thakur 他就提到了几个要点。
The first is that spring was manifest in Vrindavan, although it was summer.
第一点就是说，虽然这是在 Vrindavan 虽然是在夏天，但是就好像是在春天一样。
So, by the arrangement of Krishna's internal energy, although it was supposed.Summer season, which is very, very hot, it was like spring. It was cool, there were wonderful breezes, and it was just very, very wonderful in all respects.
所以呢，由于 Krishna 内在能量的安排，虽然在 Vrindavan 这个时候是夏天，通常夏天是非常炎热的，但是呢，这个时候的这个 Vrindavan 的夏天却非常的雨，让人非。就非常就像春天一样，非常的凉爽，而且让人非常的愉快，一切都非常的美好。
So that description that we heard about Vrindavan and all about the lotuses and the pollen from the lotuses that were scenting the air and so on, this is all something that takes place in the spring season, not the summer.
所以呢，关于 Vrindavan 这所有的描述，比如说莲花啊，还有这所有美丽的鲜花的芳香啊等等，通常都是发生在在春天，而不是夏天的。
So we can just picture in our minds, there were cool breezes, pollen roses scented the air, the grass was tender and green.
那我们还
是 very pleasing.
那我们还可以在心里面勾想出这样的一个图画，有清凉的微风，还有鲜花的芳香，还有很鸟叫声啊等等等等，一切的非常让人愉快。
So even today, if one visits Vrindavan in the spring, one experiences many things.
即便是在现在的这个春天, 我们也会有很多很好的体验。
And this is even in the midst of so much population and all of them, which so many persons are causing, and so many other people, that atmosphere is so wonderful.
而现在这个春天的这样的景象，还是在有很多的人口啊，还有很多的污染啊。 和很多的毒素的这个渣杂的这一切的这个情况之下，都是那么的好，那么都一切都是已经是很好的了。And
therefore, Shastra tells us that the Vrindavan manifested in this world, Voma Vrindavan, is identical with the original Goloka Vrindavan.
那么经典就告诉我们，就显现在这个地球上，这个Vrindavan跟原处的灵性世界的Goloka Vrindavan是没有区别的。他们绝对没有任何的区别。So
if you go to the Vrindavan manifest in this world, you will get this benefit as going to the
Goloka。所以呢，如果我们到这个地球上这个Vrindavan去的话，这个跟我们回到灵性世界的Goloka Vrindavan是没有区别的。That's
why it's so valuable to visit Vrindavan.
This is broken.
It's so valuable to visit Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个。 Vrindavan是非常非常有价值的，这就是Vrindavan的价值，珍贵之处。
That's why that's created these wonderful facilities in Old Vrindavan Mayapur.
这就是为什么是Prabhupada在为我们在Vrindavan和Mayapur制创造了这么好的条件的原因。
To give facilities for devotees to come, to visit the Dham, to visit holy classes, to chant the name, just get all the benefit of the
transcendental。今天呢，我们就可以去圣地拜访啊，去那儿朝圣啊，去那儿唱诵啊，能够得到去跟Goloka Vrindavan一样的同样的灵性的益处。
Another point that Vishnu Acharya makes is that Krishna and Balaram believe in their
roles, cover voice. Krishna和 Balarama, 他们是在扮演着牧牛童的角色。
The Sakyaras.
Broken again.
The Sakyaras.
他们的 Sakyaras.
So they were very much enjoying playing with the cowherd boys, bringing the cat with them, like so many transcendental activities.
所以呢，他们就非常享受着和这些牧牛童的这一起的这种陪伴，他们的玩耍啊，一起打斗啊，等等各种各样的超然的活动。
So the devotees who were in Sakyaras, they were sympathizing with Krishna and all like this.
那么这些处在 Sakyaras 的这些奉献者呢，他们就以这样的方式回应 Krishna.
Another very important point that he makes is that demigods such as Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, and others, they appeared as cowherd boys just to taste the excess of Krishna pastimes.
那么 Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 还提到了一点呢，就是这些半神人，比如说主西吧，还有 Narada Muni 啊等等，他们都投身到这个地球上呢，参与或者协助 Krishna 的逍遥时光。So
even great demigods who are so highly placed, who are already in a very transcendental position, they themselves enjoy going to Vrindavan and reciprocating with Krishna in the same way that the cowboys.
所以呢，即便连这些半神人们，他们已经处在这样超然的位地位了，但是呢，他们仍然会让自己扮演成这个蜗牛头的形象来到这个地球，与Krishna进行回应和交流。The
last point he makes is that Krishna and his friends, they imitate monarchs or kings, and what that means is that they would sometimes charge the gopis tax for crossing the Jumna.
还有一点呢，就是有的时候 Krishna 和他的牧牛朋友们，他们会扮演装扮成化妆乔装打扮，然后去拦住这些牧牛要经过亚穆纳河的这些牧牛姑娘们，向他们，并且向他们要纳税。
So we know that there's a pastime, or often in which Krishna he poses as the tax collector, and he and his friends they will prevent the gopis from seeing the Jumna unless they give some of their milk products to him as payment.
所以呢，有的时候那个 Krishna 就会他的牧牛同朋友们，他们一起装扮成收税的人，然后就拦在那里。当这些牧牛姑娘们顶着奶制品要过亚穆纳河的时候，他们就会拦在那里，然后呢，向他们要税收税，除非这些牧，然后向这些牧牛姑娘们要这些奶产品。
So this way, Krishna and his cowboys, they joke and they laugh and they have a good time teasing the gopis. So now, just some other points that we picked out from the story.
现在呢，我从这个故事当中还提到想提出了另外一点。
And the first is that in the material world, generally everyone is lusting for the sex.
第一点呢，就是说，在这个物质世界里面，人们通常情况下会迷失在异性之中。
We hear this from the Bhagavad Gita. The term is maitri agara. It means the shackles of us.
这是一个事实，在我们在佛家梵高当中已经读到，就是说这个色欲啊，是我们这个物质世界最大的一个桎梏，像链条一样把我们牢牢的控制住。
Shackles of sex is already more binding than the iron shackles and chains.
这个性欲的这个铁链啊，比这个物质世界这个铁链是更捆绑人的。
Because they keep one bound in this material world for life after that.
因为它会把我们紧紧的捆绑在这个物质世界当中。So
which is the greatest desire?
Sorry.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita teaches us that we have to purify ourselves to desire.
所以呢，佛家梵高就教导我们说，我们一定要净化这些欲望。
Because the real fact is lust is the perverted reflection or transformation of love for Krishna.
因为这个事实上，这个色欲其实是对于 Krishna 的超然的爱的一个扭曲的倒影、折射。
So it's original form, it is pure. In its impure form, it is vinegar.
I'm sorry, it was broken again.
Okay, what I said was that in its original form, its love for Krishna is very pure, but in its impure form as lust, it's very contaminated.
这个对 Krishna 的爱在原初的形象当中是完全纯粹的，但是在它这个扭曲的这个形象、扭曲的形式，也就是色欲这个状态之下呢，那是非常污染的。So
Bhakti recommends that either one should give immediately, or one should give it up gradually.
所以呢，佛家和那就向我们推荐说，我们要不就是立即放弃它，要不就是逐渐放弃它。That's
what Vajrayana Dharma is meant for.
这就是这个什么 Vajrayana Ashram 的目的所在。
One may go from Brahmacharya directly to Sannyas, for example.
比如说，一个人可以从真守身直接就做 Sannyasi。
Or for most people, they will go through Brahmacharya to Grihastha to Vanaprast and then to Sannyas.
或者说呢，大部分人他们都得先从 Brahmacharya， 然后呢成为 Grihastha， 然后是 Vanaprastha， 最后再做 Sannyas.
But whatever path is suitable for the individual, one has to walk the path of renunciation, ultimately.
但无论人们他们以怎样的方式往前走，但最终他是一定要弃绝的。
They're a mediator.
I think it was broken again.
I said either it's immediate or it's gradual.
要不就是立即做到，要不就立即弃绝，要不是逐渐弃绝。
But ultimately, it has to be given up.
但终极说来，就是一定要放弃的。
And then there's a subtle manifestation of sex desire, which is found in desire for profit, adoration, and distinction.
那么这个色欲、性欲啊，其实还有一种精微的展示，就是说一个人他想要去享受别人对他的这个荣誉或者赞美啊，这种这样一个感受，就是一个精微的性欲。Conditioned
souls, they have desire for profit, to gain wealth. They want to be appreciated, for everything to be adored, glorified, and they want some distinction amongst others in human society.
受条件限制的灵魂，他们想要获益，想要获得益处，然后或者呢，想要得到别人的赞美，或者想要在人们当中要有一个杰出的、突出的地位等等。
So, as devotees, we have to become gradually purified of this.
所以呢，作为奉献者，我们一定要慢慢的摆脱这一切。Desire
for profit, as Prabhupada has explained, should be thinking that, you know, whatever we are earning ultimately is meant for the service of Krishna.
比如说，不管我们获得什么样的利益，我们圣卡巴就提到，我们都应该想着这一切，我们挣得的一切的收益，都应该是为了服务 Krishna。
Lakshmi must always be the servant of Narayana.
Lakshmi 一定得一直都是服务于 Narayana 的。
Otherwise, she will not be happy.
否则她是不会快乐的。
So as devotees, it's our turn to unite Lakshmi with Narayana.
所以呢，作为奉献者，我们应该把 Lakshmi 和 Narayana 结合起来。
We want to offer all Lakshmi that we acquire in Krishna's.
我们应该把自己赚来的所谓的这些 Lakshmi 用来服务 Krishna.
and as far as adoration, we also have to purify ourselves of this. And, you know, instead of wanting adoration for ourselves, rather than we have the gopis, the guru, and
那么作为这种赞誉、赞美或者荣誉啊这样一方面的，我们作为奉献者，我们不应该就想要去自己得到这种荣誉，而想要去让这些 Krishna、Guru 还有奉献者，还有奉献者，让他们受到荣、受到赞美。
And as far as distinction goes, you know, if we actually understand the philosophy, we'll understand that we are so insignificant.
至于这个杰出的地位呢，我们要知道，其实作为灵魂、个体灵魂，我们都是非常微不足道的。
We know well Lord Chaitanya's prayer.
我们大家都很清楚主 Chaitanya 的祈祷。
He thinks he's nothing more than the servant of the Lord Krishna, who's the master of the gopis.
他认为自己不过是这些 gopi 呢，也就是说这些 gopi 们的主人的 gopi 的主人之 gopi 之主的仆人的仆人的仆人。
So we have to live our lives like that.
所以呢，我们也应该以这样的方式去生活。
So we actually demonstrate through our thoughts and our acts, we're actually the servants of the servants of the servants.
事实上，我们就是通过自己的思想和行为去展示了，我们就是仆人的仆人的仆人。
We have to set our constitutional position as all will ever be.
这是我们永恒的、过去的、永恒的，也是将来永恒的构成性地位。
And we should consider ourselves very fortunate.
同时呢，我们应该看到自己是非常非常的幸运，能够得到 Guru Krishna 奉献者 Guru Krishna 的仁慈。
And as Bhakti explains, if we understand how detrimental these things are, both gross and subtle sex desire, how they are.Detrimental for our spiritual advancement, we will try very hard to root them out.
而且呢，那个想解释的，如果我们明白了这种色欲啊，这种性欲，还有这种名望，他们对我们的灵修是多么有多么大的害处的时候，我们自然而然就想要根除他们这一切。
So there's thinking, feeling, willing.
所以我们有思想，有情感，还有意愿。
So first we have to understand just the position of these things.
那么首先呢，我们就要去明白这一切，这一切它所处的位置是什么。
And if we actually understood how detrimental they are to our spiritual advancement, then we will to actually make a change.
那么如果我们知道它对我们的灵修来说有多大的害处的时候，我们自然就会愿意去做出改变。
In between is the feeling. We actually gradually develop the desire. Right? First think, then we develop the desire. It grows, and then we put it into action.
那么首先我们会去思考，然后呢，我们这个愿望会不断的增加。同时之后呢，然后就把它付诸实施，付诸行动。
So as Bhakti Thakur points out, prayer.
It was broken.
Very broken. Yeah. Very. Okay, then we will start again. That we must pray to Lord Balaram for the spiritual strength to remove these impurities.
所以呢，我们应该向主巴拉让瓦祈求获得灵性力量，能够去除掉这些不洁净的地方。
It means strength. The source of spiritual strength. We have to pray to him so we have spiritual strength so that we can remove these impurities. We need his things, and we need him to infuse us with the strength to do this.
那么因为主巴拉那么是所有力量的源头，他具有所以呢，我们应该向他祈求获得这个灵性的力量，让他赐予我们力量，最终我们能够清除掉这些不洁净的污染。
And again, that very important point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur made, he said that the methods of purification are very deep and mysterious.
那么Bhaktivinoda Thakur还指出了，他这个净化的方法呢是非常深刻、非常严重、非常认真的。
We can't even understand how we're getting purified.
我们甚至都无法理解我们如何才能做到净化。
Or it may be happening in such subtle ways that we don't even realize.
但其实它已经在一种非常精微的方式在发生，甚至我们自己都没有意识到。
And because we really don't know what to do and what not to do, we must hear about the process from the bona fide spiritual master.
而且呢，因为我们都不知道我们应该做什么，不应该做什么，所以呢，我们就应该去聆听我们的一个正宗的灵性导师的训示，去遵守他的训示。
And the spiritual master is really our only hope.
是灵性导师啊，真的是我们唯一的希望。
He's our link to Krishna.
他是我们跟 Krishna 之间的连接。
He's our guide, he's master. He's our everything.
他是在指导着我们，他是我们的主人，是我们的导师，他是我们的一切。
So how serious we have to take his instructions.
所以呢，我们就应该非常认真地去接受他的训示。
Therefore, we the prayers that we chant at the Mangal Arati time, in which we glorify the spiritual master for his different activities and the different things that he does to teach us.
因此呢，我们像在早上做蒙格拉西的时候，我们唱诵这个祷文，其实呢，就是在荣耀他的不同的活动以及他所做的不同的不同的服务。
So we should keep on.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get past the little sound. So we should give unending thanks and appreciation to our spiritual masters.
所以呢，我们应该对我们的灵性导师表达我们巨大的感深刻的感激。
I use the term spiritual masters because now we're being benefited equally by those who are our guru who have given us.Actually, given us the name and the beads initiated in the Daya. But equally are those Shiksha Gurus who are teaching us so many different aspects of devotional service. So, two.
那么我之所以提到了灵性导师这个词，那是因为这既包括我们的启迪导师，也就是他给了我名字，给了我们念珠，给了我们这样一个程序。同时呢，也指的是那些给了我们在很多方面帮助我们的灵修取得进步的那些训示导师，两者都是不可或缺的。
Because of this, we have to be so careful in our dealings with all.Not particularly those who are functioning as our guru.
正因如此，那么我们就要跟奉献者打交道的时候呢，我们要非常的小心，尤其是跟那些他们作为公路的实行公路的功能的这些奉献者打交道的时候，尤其要非常的小心。
We don't take any of them for granted.
我们不应该把他们任何人当成理所当然。
Certainly, we can never offend.
尤其是我们永远也不要去冒犯他们。
Otherwise, Krishna will not forgive us.
否则的话 ，Krishna 是不会原谅我们的。
If by chance we do it, we go to them and ask for their forgiveness.
如果我们碰巧真的做出了冒犯的话，那我们一定要到他们面前去祈求原谅。
This is the meaning of humility.
这就是谦卑的含义。
That we always consider ourselves to be in the inferior position and all others to be more advanced than us.
我们总是要看着自己处在一个更低的位置，而其他所有的人都是高于我们的。
So if we have that mood, if we please Navas and the spiritual master, then masters, then Krishna will be pleased.
那么如果我们有这个心这样一种心态的话，那我们最终肯定就灵异老师肯定就会被我们取悦。
But Krishna will never be pleased if we don't please his devotees.
那 Krishna 也肯定会被取悦，但是呢，如果奉献者没被取悦了 ，Krishna 也不会被我们取悦。
That is first and foremost.
所以呢，这是首要的，也是最为重要的。Yes.
Always keep this in mind.
我们应该总是记住这一点。
Goal of our lives should be to be to serve the devotees.
我们生命的目标应该是去服务奉献者。
We do that, we'll be blessed.
如果我们能够这样做到的话，我们就会非常的幸运。非常受到祝福。
And we will make steady advancement of Krishna consciousness.
这样呢，我们在 Krishna 直觉当中呢，也能取得肯定的进稳定的进步。
So we shall end here.
我们今天就讲到这里了。
And thank Gopi Gita Mataji for her translation.
感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
Thank Shashi Gopal Charan Prabhu for facilitating.
感谢 Shashi Gopal Charan Prabhu 的提供的条的这个条件。
And we offer our thanks to all of you for listening.
我们也感谢大家的聆听。
May we meet soon.
让我们很快再见。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My Kunta Jin, 感谢大家的聆听，我们下周再见。Hare Krishna.